It's the Confluence on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. More goods and more expensive goods are shipped through Pennsylvania than almost anywhere else in the nation. And a new report by the transportation research nonprofit TRIP shows it's taking a toll on local infrastructure. TRIP Research and Policy Director Rocky Moretti tells the Confluence's Megan Harris that Pennsylvania ranked fifth in the nation in the value of freight delivered by trucks.
How important of a measure is that value? What does that tell you?
Just how very reliant we are on moving goods in and out of the state. And that reliance is increasing. It's partly due to consumers. We want things faster. We want them quicker. Businesses, manufacturers, distribution businesses are even becoming more critical and more demanding. You look at Amazon or large grocers, they're all very reliant on fast and efficient movement of goods, but we're also starting to recognize that our infrastructure isn't really adequate to support it. We've got, in Pennsylvania, 1 out of 5 bridges are deficient, 1 out of 3 roads are in poor condition, and we're seeing a huge increase in freight volume in Pennsylvania. That's good for the economy, but it's putting a lot of wear and tear on that system. We're also seeing a significant increase in traffic congestion, and that's also going to slow down the movement of goods in the state.
The challenges with infrastructure, how does that affect the people that are actually doing some of these shipments?
Well, when you look at 1 out of 4 vehicles on rural highways in Pennsylvania and on some of the interstates on I-80 and I-81 and parts of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, it's even higher, you realize how critical that volume of freight moving across the state is to everyone's ongoing life. But it's anticipated that the miles that are heavily congested nationally are going to more than triple over the next 25 years. And then in Pennsylvania, the anticipation is that the value of freight moved in the state is going to increase by 80% and the actual weight of that freight by over 50% in the next 25 years. You see the challenge ahead. We need that freight to be able to move reliably and also safely throughout Pennsylvania. But to do that, you have to infrastructure that's well-maintained in some places with additional capacity to accommodate these demands.
Is that all reliant on the economy? The economy is doing well, so we're seeing more freight traffic on the roads?
Well, you're also seeing through automation and consumer demands as well in terms of how quickly we anticipate receiving goods, but also the automation has made freight movement more efficient. We're seeing warehouses operating more efficiently, but all of this is reliant and creating increased demand for freight transportation.
Pennsylvania also ranked 5th in the number of fatal accidents involving large trucks. Is that a causal relationship? Do more trucks on the road logically mean more accidents?
In the last 5 years, we've seen a 20% increase in traffic fatalities involving large combination vehicles, tractor trailers.
Nationwide.
We've seen nationwide, and in Pennsylvania, where on average 162 people are killed annually in crashes involving commercial trucks, there was also a similar increase. This is really just a reflection of more trucks on the road, more cars on the road, and without the improvements in safety features that can make roadways safer, you know, the threat and the concern is we'll see these numbers rise.
What safety features are you looking for? What would make traffic safer for everybody?
Well, starting by having the system in good condition, and that means ongoing investment in major highways, making sure that where guardrails are appropriate, they're there, that there's rumble strips on rural two-lane roads, which see a lot of fatal truck crashes, paved shoulders. There's a lot of simple, cost-effective roadway improvements that can help improve safety.
But Pennsylvania is not alone in this, are they? It seems like this is something that I hear complaints about nationwide. We're not putting enough in, especially to bridges and bridge safety.
The challenge is funding. The transportation agencies certainly have the expertise to make the improvements, but at the federal level, Congress is debating the next long-term surface transportation bill. It's critical that they put additional funding into it. In Pennsylvania, over the last 6 years, over $4 billion of highway user fees through the state license fund has been diverted And that's funding that really should be used for transportation improvements.
How is automation changing the game? I've seen reports of automated vehicles, automated big rigs. What does the industry look like now, and where do you see autonomous trucking and rails being used in the future?
The initial impact is on consumer demands and the ability to get goods quicker and demand them quicker, on warehousing and distribution facilities that are much more efficient, and also on freight movements where we're able now in real time to see where there's additional space in the system to move additional freight. Long term, in terms of vehicle autonomy, certainly the more likely scenario long term will be truck platooning, where one truck could lead several other trucks that may not, you know, eventually have drivers in those vehicles. But that would most likely just be in specialized situations, probably on large interstates. Between urban areas, but then drivers individually driving the trucks in a more complex urban environment. But that's still some way off in the future. But again, that is a likely scenario that would further increase the efficiency of truck travel and freight movement. But again, we'd also put more wear and tear on the system.
Platooning, tell me more about that. Is that, how many trucks do you imagine it would be? You know, as a driver of a four-wheeler, what would it look like for you on the interstate next to one of these platoons?
Sure. In terms of numbers, I think that's still to be determined. You know, several trucks, obviously safety is going to be paramount, and that's why I think that's still a number of years in the future. And certainly it'll be long after the safety concerns have been addressed.
Trip cites a report from a consulting firm that recommends a sort of hybrid approach to autonomous trucking. Driverless vehicles would drop off their payload to a truck with an operator partway through the shipping process. Do you think that that's the approach we might see first, as opposed to the fully automated trucking system?
To me, that seems like a more rational approach to this. I think the areas of vehicle autonomy in general still have a lot of challenges to be sorted out. But I think the urban environment is so much more complex that I think that would be far out into the future.
How far in the future do you imagine some of these changes taking place?
Well, you go back to that consultant firm, and they thought platooning initially might be perhaps a decade away. But again, I think this is really going to unfold at a pace that's going to be dictated by the technology and the safety.
Do you see any increased challenge for especially urban centers, maybe further north, where the roads get a little bit more wear and tear because of snow and ice and then salt and brine and that kind of thing?
Certainly, there's a greater challenge for maintaining infrastructure in the north or in any area where you have a freezing and thawing cycles. But that said, engineers, they have the resources available, can keep those systems in good repair. Large combination trucks put significantly more stress on infrastructure. Truckers have in the past and continue to show a willingness to pay their fair share towards maintaining that system. But again, the challenge is at the federal level, having a strong program, and at the state level, making sure that the fees collected from motorists and truckers are then spent on improving roadway infrastructure.
Are you hopeful then that some of these stats can improve, and especially fatalities?
I think if you look at what's happening globally, there's a tremendous recognition of the importance of freight efficiency in terms of supporting a high quality of life and a good economy. And certainly there's been a significant discussion at the national level that the next surface transportation program needs to have a strong component addressing freight transportation needs.
And how close are we to that strong component?
At this point, you know, there's an initial bill at the Senate level. In addition to the Senate, obviously, the House needs to put a bill forward. The current program expires September 30th, 2020. So we're essentially a year away from that program expiring.
So what should replace it?
A long-term surface transportation bill, probably 5 or 6 years, that would have a significant boost in the current level of funding. And then would also have a strong freight program directing resources so that state transportation agencies could use that to to address some of their most significant challenges in terms of improving the freight network.
Rocky Moretti is the Director of Research and Policy for Trip. Rocky, thanks so much for taking time.
Thank you.
I'm Megan Harris. You're listening to The Confluence on 90.